She Clairnagale was Gaeltair Carnish, a smile amos Aldacha. My name is Robert Gooding Carswell, Robert of Carslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
And I'm here to present Clairnagale bilingually, because one part of it is in the English language, as er affair to Pertelliagy Sigilg, and because there's another part of it in the Manx Gaelic, Chinionamera, the mother tongue of Elian Vanim, the Isle of Man. As Mubarak the Drish. Manin Veg Bean, William Gell's 1906 poem, concentrates in its final part on Castle Rushen, and particularly its association with the Stanleys, who provided, he says, its king and queen. John Seacombe's 1793 book about the House of Stanley provides more information with the, well, as long as we don't rely on it too heavily, I think, is the way of describing it. He does take little adventures on the way. Tenebrerach and Grim Cor Ashen Pootle, Ereben Eg de Cornenim Ecton Skeelshaw. Ashen, Shende Greco Chonaldrish Lai, as Pootle, Visas Foglerach Armenish, Sennerd Hesse, as Te Chitter in Yin Vroch, in Yin Cholach, Murso Callion the Lai the Jaru. The Breton band Dubujep focused on songs of the sea, or, as in this case, a seaport. And in this seaport, it's a case of Cherchez la Femme, because they sing about Les Filles de Lorient. Tawas geistiach rish radio banning, stashun an ashun, with scholar scalia mach by Dulish, Alan Banning.
De l'Orient joli, ce sont les filles de l'Orient. Mon Dieu, qu'elles sont jolies, l'on a. Mon Dieu, qu'elles sont
shanty band Djibou-Djeb that formed in Lorient in 1970. Apparently they're still going in one form, but they changed their name to just Djibou in 2020 following the death of one of their founder members, Mikhaïl Yaon. But there they sang of the girls of their hometown, Les Filles de Lorient. John Seacombe suggests some difference between the Eagle and Child crest as devised by Sir Thomas Latham, whose subterfuge it was to make his wife Lady Joan accept the son he'd fathered by another woman, Mary Oscartel, even christened the boy Oscartel Latham, and the Eagle and Child crest adopted by Sir John Stanley on his marriage to Sir Thomas's daughter Isabel. Seacombe says that Sir John Stanley has the eagle glowering down on the child in its nest in swaddling clothes as its prey, and he says that this was to mock Oscartel, who Sir Thomas had intended to make his heir, but on his deathbed apparently repented and made Isabel his heir. I've not actually found the illustration. I mentioned I found a Latham crest with an eagle on it, but there was no child on it. The eagle was just looking out toward, behind it towards the left. And Sir Oscartel Latham was very well provided for by his father and went on to establish an illustrious branch of the Latham family. So, as ever, it's always prudent to question sources, as John Seacombe himself does in connection with the whole story of the Eagle and Child. Ta moir a ben eig yng Nghedden Bes, as ti golgus yn ai, as ti co as en. Beggan na san mi ta nerec pwysurish, as ta de ni nec a gyben chesyn o, as ta gynnw ffag a gyn glas hiwrec, as ta coror i ciaw sian rhwn lia, as da ofrach ydy Christ y chamber early. Chyn el iabi ec dy gol dy lai, as di aig nid dy chadla ar y tiolach mas dyn ysmareg yn dŵ. As dy mys o ti jonach, ti broch, as mys o dy slai greir i asian pwtl. Tret yn air ec golgus y fyrga, ti braich jen del iasyn i'n ec na tyd giri. As tyd braich son eddian brawers perlen as clegenan, mae'r sôd ei chorle sien er yn son. Rhen asyn pwtl braich jay dy chorle sien chyd twig fo bwl yn nain eddeg e red y falia. Chaws fe gol bear glas, rhen twig chawl bwl yn nain eddeg e, as mae'r sôd yn ei gyar y fai sien as hwgi i gys asyn pwtl. Rhen cwyri er ai y mera, as rhen na jair e corwstiade, as des y twig dy fe na filia braw. Well, the ancient Pyrenees slugged and the brerach and grim chitter a billia brow and shaw, son and hoot smoo once a skeel short had greid an eight tamag chowl ton, and she been shen with it, alia. For the concert of the Mona's Isle, the legacy of Mona Douglas Project, Ellen Clegg wrote this song. Thank you.
redden, as ribbenen spinnegan tune.
Helen Clegg and her song Snye from Mona's Isle, the legacy of Mona Douglas. Hi Ash and Pootle, Dag and the Billia and Tamag, three Cuirton Soleil, as Rendy Co was Goyle Padger. As Dag Cuirt, Jerisus Ushag Ben by in Billia, as Mubby Chitter Wisher be, Ben Ushag Corley G, Crayer be, Ver a Hon vi Wishel. Henke de Bay, the Ren and Ree, Corsera de Bech Felion, Rish Tree Lane. As for Quirra Ullion Ren Ega Ellen Jane Cheershen de Hit, de Bech Ke de Macari, Rai Ben Fusi Vine Mastock. Trechil and Dale Yas Nien Drau Quirra Orusen de Bechion Finish, Deniad Fir Uyach, as Dilia der Rashen Pootle as Dortad, Jin Kira Foltine, Jin Skaben a Breganine, as Jin Chon the Buglanine, Tashin Golga Skints a Vanish uns Castlin Ree. Rawn iar deg asian pwtl tre chili sioach dy chenia. Erson bybai lius ni ysgol gys ych yn stawns, as rynnu gwi ar y lias foer ec dy chor cyd gi. Chama, os asian pwtl, dwrt lias foer ec. As something else that Seacombe refers to is a time when Sir John Stanley had been displaying his fighting skills in tournaments on the continent. A French champion came to England and issued a challenge, which was accepted by Sir John Stanley, and King Edward III directed that a tournament be held at Winchester. According to Seacombe, the tournament was held, and John Stanley killed the French champion. Tournaments, particularly those arranged by Edward III, were for entertainment, and in his younger days Edward himself used to take part. There were deaths, but these were accidental, so perhaps this killing of the French champion at Winchester by John Stanley was, well, some sort of ceremonial acknowledgement rather than actual death, but I've not been able to find out anything specific about this great tournament at Winchester. However, King Edward III died in 1377, so it would have to have been before then, when Sir John Stanley would have been in his early 20s. Thank you. harp of Sarah Dear Jones playing music from Cornwall, with Estren, a stranger, giving way to Porthlystry, which is a Cornish name for Newquay. Sarah Dear Jones herself is based a good bit further north from Newquay. She's in the countryside near Bude. Stasiun yn asiun dy radio fanning ysig Clair na Gael fys rachlas yn cartnish. Mer yn pyn, Robert Cytyn Carswell, Robert y Carslach.
Have you heard tell of Owl Bobby Bob?
Rys siacht yn lwg dy Clair na Gael gyr ysgelia mach, ta ced eis siach rhi rys trwyd yn y deg y radio fanning ys yn craman eis rys. Ta podcast Gent Genius, y sien rhaid yn nasty ag yn y deg y radio fanning, na trwyd yn rhai chyr y podcast ed, fel sien Apple Podcasts, Amazon Audible, Spotify, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, na Alexa. John Seacombe has a 20-odd-year-old John Stanley addressing favours to Isabel Latham at Winchester. Now, this is where you have to check your sources, I suppose. Well, she was born about 1365, so she'd only even been about 10 at that time. Her father, Sir Thomas, died in 1382 and on his deathbed apparently made her his main heir. Actually, again, Seacombe says that she was his sole offspring, but as far as I can see, he had some other sons. I think they may even have died just after their father, but literally just after, perhaps before they reached the age of 21. But Isabel certainly became the heiress. Isabel was to inherit Sir Thomas Latham's main estates at Latham and Knowsley, an extensive area of South Lancashire. However, in the year of her father's death, Isabel had married, and the man she married was Geoffrey Worsley, of another prominent Lancashire family. They had a daughter, Elizabeth, born about 1384, a Worsley who later married a Worsley and had three sons. But Sir Geoffrey didn't last much longer. He died at the age of about 40 in 1385. At that time, Isabel would have been about 20. So while Sir Geoffrey may have been expecting to take on his wife's rich inheritance when she came of age, he unfortunately died just prior to that. On Isabel's remarriage in 1385, the beneficiary was her second husband, Sir John Stanley. On sol yw y John as a vroedet, taw ys giri golgus y yns dŵr dyl ias fwyr y siasyn pwtl. Os, ys na fel gwned, ys na fel bregened, taw ys giri dawnsa. A chair nod rennu ffreil rys braiacht, fe ier y dŵr dyl ias fwyr y, tam i'r sgeliau mach jist ledyn dy lentilyn sy'n lai, as my visit chitlia troggle sus olio jau rish ons deur be kid dot golmerin. Esh, hi a vojin gus doris na coolia, vil y jail mach gus agera, as jilly he mach. O chalmenan mila, o chalmenan co, dach ushag ton tam i gwieriu, na lentilyn tanishnin lai sa lai, trog siwad er mahon masaliu, stiach liaw ons a gist, na fyr fai, gawsiw jeifirelian yn rai. Eish, henkus onyag a chymar early, de chalmen ben, as nyn lwg, cius de chalmen yn co. As for yera, chonnel jay ulyu yn lienli ffôn sper, as uts yn giga as benalt, as henkad gus a tolw sa lai. Now this is the voice of Paddy Riley. Well, it's not really a song about himself, it's one of Percy French's compositions, but it's called Come Back, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Duff.
The Garden of Eden has vanished, they say, but I know the lie of it still. Just turn to the left at the Bridge of Finney and stop when halfway to Coot Hill. 'Tis there you will find it, I know sure. enough when fortune has come to my call. The grass that grows green around Bally James Scuff, and the blue sky is over it all. In tones that are tender and tones that are rough, I'm whispering over the sea. Come back, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Scuff. Come home, Paddy Riley. Mother once told me that when I was born, the day that I first saw the light, I looked down that street on the very first morn and gave a great crow of delight. Now most newborn babies appear in a huff and start with a sorrowful squall. But I knew I was born in Bally James Scuff, and that's why I smiled at them all. The baby's a man now. He's toy, worn and tough, still whispers, come over the sea. Come back, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Scuff. Come home, Paddy Riley, to me.
The singer Paddy Riley from Rathcoole, County Dublin, but there he was singing about coming back to Bally James Duff, which is in County Cavan. But then the composer of it, Percy French, was from County Roscommon, so it's all artistic license, really. Ren na calmen an snogga lesh na kingok, as gawa toyach der spilga spulga spilga spulga, as eish, Gaw ulyn y ffirelia spilga, spulga, spilga, spulga, as hwgod ulyn y grain yn mai stiach sy'n gist. Brosh mraw ŵr angol sia, fe ulyw jint, as jetel ad y sŵl. Eish ran y foed yn corri y gist gys y lias foerec, as fi gennacht yn bog oil, as smwni yn nish dy jinnach i gul gys y jint stawns. Ach, dwrt yn lias foer, Chan nodw gol as yn pwtl, chanel eddion ciart ar bied, as chanel ffused ar yn acht y gawnsa, as un o'ch slai cred y mwd. Ys tre'r yn as yn pwtl Cenia, er nod raw i chwys molyd, dwrt ni'n ys, my fys ei chytliat trogl nis dead jyst len dy lentil yn as yn lai, as wds yn mai as glen, ni yw gol meren. As eich smwnion rhi hun, yn o na fel sy'n posibl. Trefi ar sgeliau mach, de jyst len dy lentil yn sylai, hai y fodion trwy dors na cwlia. When Isabel married Sir John Stanley, with her coming of age as heiress of Latham and Knowsley, Sir John Stanley adopted her father's crest of the eagle and child. Perhaps it was, as Seacom suggests, to mock the child supposedly brought by the eagle, Sir Oscatel, but it seems just as likely that Sir John was acknowledging his good fortune as a younger son of the Stanley family, coming into the Latham and Knowsley estate through his wife, and of course he would show this by adopting her father's crest. After Sir John Stanley's success at Winchester, well, After John's done his success at Winchester, he'd been knighted by King Edward III, and Seacombe says that Oscar Tell Latham was knighted at the same on the same occasion. However, bearing in mind that Isabel would have been a 10-year-old child, perhaps 11 or 12, Oscar Tell would have been younger, so he wouldn't have been knighted at that time at all. But this is what Seacombe says. Sir John Stanley then, after some time of address, gained an entire conquest of her, that's Isabel Latham, and all her favours, by an honourable marriage. Now for a tale of two dragons, and of course the Drei Goch, the red dragon comes out on top in this song by Welsh band Callan. Welsh band Callan, Tale of Two Dragons. Well, Seacombe has Sir John Stanley courting Isabel Latham and finally securing an honourable marriage, though, he says, with the unwilling consent of her father, whose reasons will be particularised hereafter. In the interim, let us leave Sir John in pursuit of his honours and amours, in which the reader shall be fully informed. Well, the reason for her father's unwilling consent seems to be a reference to the Eagle and Child here, perhaps again, the intention of making Oscar Tell Latham his main heir rather than his daughter Isabel. However, that changed apparently on his deathbed in 1382. But on the other hand, of course, we are talking about 1382. Perhaps Sir John had tried to present his suit for Isabel's hand, and Sir Thomas had been against it, preferring the ill-fated Sir Geoffrey Worsley. Because it wasn't until 3 years after Sir Thomas's death that Isabel married Sir John Stanley, and that was on the death of her first husband, Sir Geoffrey, by whom she'd already borne a daughter, as I mentioned, Elizabeth. So Seacombe rather shortens the sequence of events and passes over a number of details in describing all this. Hai ashen futel mach as doris na coolia, as stiach sa gheira, as dili mach. O chalmenon mila, o chalmenon co, dachwch ag ton, tam i gwyeriw, na lentilin, ta nishnin lai, sa lai, trog si wad mahon ma saliw, stiach lia wun sa gist na fyr fai, gaw siw jay fyr elia nyn rai. Esh henk o syniag a chymer early, de chalmen ben, as nyn lorg, cius da chalmenon co, as fayer a chonel jay ulyu na yeanly phone spare, as utsen giga as benelt, as henkat gus a tolu salai. Murso henkas unya gachemer early dech almen, ut gamalish wud dashin of en genushen, as fayer a chonel de yeanly phone spare, as utsen giga as benelt, as ren the kalmen and snoggle lesh na kingok, as how a toyacht spilga spulga. As eish, gaw ulyun a fyr elia, spilga spulga. As hugad ulyun a grain an mai, stiach sa gist. Music by Scottish quartet Gnoss, fiddler Graham Rory and guitarist Aidan Moody from Orkney, whistle player Conor Sinclair from Perth and Craig Baxter from Stirling on Bowron. The tune was Kiefer Hill. Kiefer Hill pretty much makes up the entire island, the small island of Swona in the Orkneys, now inhabited only by feral cattle.
The Nation Station, Men's Radio.
Sure that Stashun and Ashun, Radio Vanning, as thou was Geistjach Carnish, Rish Clare Nagail, Mish, Robert Gittin Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Did thee ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
as the rash morau lieu rangol sha, ve ulu gint, as jettel adder soul. Esh, ren the voyage and corly na gistin gusil yas voirek, as we gennacht and bog oil, as smunya nish the ginnachy golgus a yin stounce. Ach, doorty. Ta ulu jay shaw uns for dale the hon, ha nodu chit meren, no na vel adian kuyed as na bodu dounce. Yennachus tar nera orin. Esh in day the chora dream gus ashen putel walk, as with risuri the gulla red merish and den yin bornachek. As non rau pechir beer marns a tie, high ashen putel gus aya mera, foan tamag chowl, as dilly mach. Will ye beg, maskin, gin cray? A scalia air as urgit noose, the vodum scoil the care. Esh ren the nusha cow noose, goon jay air as urgit, as pyre the regan lech it lesh air as urgit, as lesh slendris ori huggy moy a goon as haig as a yince. Seekum goes on. As for our disconsolate friend Sir Oscar Tell, we shall only observe at present that, though degraded and supplanted in a fair inheritance, yet we have brought him to his age, and placed him at the head of a large patrimony and new family of the same name of his father, which his rivals couldn't boast of. Well, he sees Isabel and Sir John Stanley as rivals, but... Of course, Oscar Tell is a lay them while Isabel's name has been subsumed beneath that of Stanley. Again, bearing in mind she'd already been Lady Worsley before becoming Lady Stanley. By the time of the marriage of John and Isabel in 1385, Sir John had already come to some prominence, as Seacombe reports. With regard to his honour, some time after his encounter with and victory over the aspiring French combatant, King Edward III died, and King Richard II was advanced to the throne, who, in the first year of his reign, honoured Sir John Stanley with a commission to Ireland. This is another Breton shanty band, and they're called Cabistan, and here they sing in Gallo a song called Le Vieux la Vieille.
La vieille, elle avait vu que le vieux, il voyait plus, mais le vieux, il voyait bien que la vieille, il voyait rien. La vieille, elle avait vu que le vieux, il voyait plus, mais le vieux, il voyait bien que la vieille, il voyait rien.
Mon père n'avait fille que moi, le vieux, il voyait bien que la vieille, il voyait rien.
Mon père n'avait fille que moi, le vieux, il voyait bien que la vieille, il voyait rien.
Encore sur la mer, il m'envoyait, la vieille, elle avait vu que le vieux, il voyait plus, mais le vieux, il voyait bien que la vieille, il voyait rien.
La vieille, elle avait vu que le vieux, il voyait plus, mais le vieux, il voyait bien que la vieille,
encore sur la mer, il m'envoyait. Le vieux voyait bien que la vieille voyait rien.
Encore sur la mer, il m'envoyait. Le vieux voyait bien que la vieille voyait rien.
Le marinier qui m'y menait, la vieille avait vu que le vieux voyait plus. Mais le vieux voyait bien que la vieille voyait rien.
La vieille elle avait vu que le vieux voyait plus. Mais le vieux voyait bien que la vieille voyait rien.
Le marinier qui m'y menait, le vieux voyait bien que la vieille voyait rien.
Le marinier qui m'y menait.
Il devint amoureux de moi, la vieille elle avait vu que le vieux il voyait plus, mais le vieux il voyait bien que la vieille il voyait rien.
La vieille elle avait vu que le vieux il voyait plus, mais le vieux il voyait bien que la vieille il voyait rien.
Il devint amoureux de moi, le vieux il voyait bien que la vieille il voyait rien.
Il devint amoureux de moi, le vieux il voyait bien que la vieille il voyait rien.
À chaque fois qu'il me disait, la vieille elle avait vu que le vieux il voyait plus, mais le vieux il voyait bien que la vieille il voyait rien.
La vieille elle avait vu
chaque fois qu'il me disait, le vieux il voyait bien que la vieille il voyait rien.
À chaque fois qu'il me disait, le vieux il voyait bien que la vieille il voyait rien.
La mignonnette embrassait moi, la vieille elle avait vu que le vieux il voyait plus, mais le vieux il voyait bien que la vieille il voyait rien.
La vieille elle avait vu que le vieux il voyait plus, mais le vieux il voyait bien que la vieille il voyait rien.
La mignonnette embrassait moi, le vieux il voyait bien que la vieille il voyait rien.
Mignonnette embrassée, moi, le vieux voyait
bien
que la vieille voyait rien.
Oh non, monsieur, je n'oserais. La vieille, elle avait vu que le vieux voyait plus, mais le vieux voyait bien que la vieille voyait rien.
La vieille, elle avait vu que le vieux voyait plus, mais le vieux voyait bien que la
vieille voyait rien.
Car si mon papa le savait, le vieux y voyait bien que la vieille voyait rien.
Car si mon papa le savait, le vieux y voyait bien que la vieille voyait rien.
Le vieille battu, ce serait moi. La vieille elle avait vu que le vieux y voyait plus. Mais le vieux y voyait bien que la vieille voyait rien.
La vieille elle avait vu que le vieux y voyait plus. Mais le vieux y voyait bien que la vieille voyait rien.
The Breton shanty group Cabestan, which you may not be surprised to know is a rendition of the word capstan. Sir John Stanley was appointed by King Richard II as Lord Chief Justice of Ireland. However, Richard II was deposed in 1399 and Henry Bolingbroke became Henry IV. He was born in Bolingbroke Castle in Lincolnshire. Henry IV recognised Sir John Stanley's power and ability and appointed him Lord Lieutenant of Ireland in 1400. This was the time of Owain Glyndŵr, Prince of Wales. Factions in England saw an opportunity to unite with Owain Glyndŵr, not to support the Welsh, but to rock the English monarchy. One such was Henry Percy, the Earl of Northumberland. One rebellion was thwarted at the Battle of Shrewsbury in 1403. But the Earl himself wasn't there, so he wasn't convicted of treason. In 1405, the tripartite indenture was signed, whereby Owain Glyndŵr would get Wales and part of the west of England, Percy would get the north of England, but also Northamptonshire, Norfolk, Warwickshire and Leicestershire, and Edmund Mortimer, the Earl of March, was to get the rest of England south of the Trent. Harawen uri egil jasfoer negna shurachan. As for Smunion, the Lickly, the Rowy, and the Ven Prince Yori, Choelan, as we Gian, Sahun, Er Oilek. J. Ashen Pootle, Rau Smunion, Er Beok, as for Shielden, the Beish, the Beachish, the Sai, Stai, as Troggle, Soos, Lentilan, as a lie. Henk Macarine, a quail, as Gawe, E. Er Allow, as Rene Downsome Mary. As Renny gobbled the way erna cadenegger, the gowns of Marish pecher be elia, nach dode ve ersen, ligasera lawek. As tre henk pecher be elia, the goila lawek, stregere, empin team or shesha. As tre henk a fast the beg, vi giri gul the valia, ach dur the prince, the ginnacheshen gul Mary, the goil kerelgi, erno the rawe giri, fagin the ball van voyagin ellen becher. Ach, Renny skepel wash, as Renny limus jacks a tai calmen. Esh, ren the prince furachten der a henken air, as dinche der our voyagin yau chagin, limus jacks a tai calmen. Now, this is a setting of a poem by Mona Douglas, The Garden by Dave MacLean, for the Mona's Isle, the Legacy of Mona Douglas project, and it's sung by Claire Kilgallen. Kilgallen RBV with words by Mona Douglas, set to music by Dave McLean. The Garden. Smunny and airish and heen, son shigarous and not sure of a ashen pootle, a jillier mach son tayen as cryonen, as van tai calmen erne ljegel, a chrau pecher beyon, as tre hyads jacks a tie. On shen the ashen pootle na sai uns an aethian brochek master na smareg and doer, as the cressid lost the fess a chimley. When the Percys were involved in another rebellion in 1405, their estates were confiscated by Henry IV, and that included the Kingdom of Man, which had been granted to Henry Percy in 1399. Henry IV awarded the kingship to Sir John Stanley in 1405, at that time just for the term of his own life, but then in 1406 it was made inheritable. Cat the Maya Shene by Claire Nagale and Hirshaw. Between 7 and 9, Christy De Haven brings you the best of chill-out music for your Sunday evening, and at 9 o'clock, Judith Leigh will be here with Sundown. It's a Woolly Monkey that closes Claire Nagale this time. Woolly Monkey is the title of a piece by prolific Cornish tunesmith Neil Davey, and is played here by the Cornish band Dalla. As Mersault and Treyrjit the Chorkion Claire Nagale as Mersault. Until the next time then, this is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert of Carswellach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night. Eve, I'm a Chriorts, as Dutz, Meirian Share.